You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Well, that was those were some strong words that you had said earlier, teasing into this segment.
Well, talking about why people will never want to use Zillow, Trulia, or Realtor.com again after they hear this?
Yes.
Well, okay, so I guess you're wanting to know why I said that and what I mean by it.
Yeah, it's kind of mean. Until you find out.
So, okay. Yeah. All right, so why would somebody never want to use Zillow, Trulia, or Realtor.com again? And here are three major reasons. First reason is that they're just marketing sites, for one. Okay, they're marketing sites that have become multi-billion dollar companies, because when you use those sites and you sign up, you have to sign in to really be able to do much. Your information is going to get sold multiple times.
Right.
Okay, you're going to see the top realtors and top lenders on there, and you are going to start getting harassed with phone calls as soon as you
emails
sign up.
Emails also. Yeah, your spam absolutely. Filter will be completely full.
Absolutely. That's one of the main reasons, is know that you're just feeding that marketing engine and you will get harassed a lot if you use
it. That's right.
So it's not a private site. Second thing is they are missing 30 to 40% of the listings on the MLS, so on the multiple listing service. Mm-hmm. 30 to 40% of the listings are missing, which is hugely important, because the 30 to 40% that are missing are the ones that if you're a home buyer that you really want to see, because they're going to have less traffic on them.
That's right.
So that is a big deal. It can't be overstated. And the last thing is that the information's old. Okay, they are what's called aggregators of data, meaning that they don't have a direct feed to the multiple listing service. They have to get permission from each individual broker out there. It's why they're missing a bunch. But also, the feed is an instant, so a lot of the information's old. And how many times have we all heard, oh, I found this house on Zillow that I really liked. Turns out it's been under contract for 3 weeks. We hear that all the time, and people end up wasting time. So, you know, I'm going to say strongly, don't use those sites, because there are better ones out there. And the one that we recommend is the one everyone should use, and that is Home Scouting.
Mm-hmm.
So Home Scouting you can use on your computer, or you can use it on your smartphone, and I'll give you exactly what you need to be able to sign up for it soon. And Tammy, you know me. I mean, I research this stuff
extensively. You're a numbers guy.
Well, I'm a numbers guy, and I have 10 to 15 real estate apps on my phone, checking them all out to make sure that the one that I'm recommending is absolutely the best. Mm-hmm. And I realize that 94% of all home buyers start their search online, and 33% of all American households are using the internet for real estate information on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that I thought was interesting is that last year, National Association of Realtors said that 50% of buyers, so one out of two buyers, found their own property and then brought it to the realtor. So the dynamic is changing. Home buyers want to be in control of their own search, but you need to be in control of the search without having your information sold. That's a big, big deal. I mean, that's
very,
very important.
Because I think homeowners, I mean, dealing on the marketing side, people always know what they don't want. And it's harder to fine tune what you do want. And when you're with an agent and you're exhausted because you've exhausted them, you've not used the Home Scouting app, you're worn out. This app actually makes it so much easier and helps you narrow down your home search, and you'll end up finding it on Home Scouting.
Okay, so two ways you can get Home Scouting.
Mm-hmm.
First way, visit our website, smartwithyourmoney.com. Okay, so smartwithyourmoney.com, and look for the Home Search tab. And on the Home Search tab, you can go ahead and sign up through there. Or what most people do is use your smartphone. So grab it now, go to iTunes or go to Google Play on your phone, search the apps using the phrase Home Scouting. Okay, download the Home Scouting app at no cost. It's totally free. And on the sign-up info, there's two things to remember. Number one is be sure to enter your phone number. And number two is use the VIP code Doug H. So D-O-U-G-H. So start searching like a pro today. So, Tammy, it's interesting on how many people are using this, because this is kind of the speakeasy of real estate apps, because there's no advertising that Home Scouting does. It's only through word of mouth and through people that actually have access to it.
Mm-hmm.
There are over 2 million home buyers actively using Home Scouting right now.
Which that number has grown so quickly.
It has
from
grown.
The birth of the whole app. It's amazing. And it's great to hear, because now you know, the more traffic, the more awareness people have, we're going to take that that marketing scam out of the equation here and really get nailed down to getting you the good information right in front of your face.
Well, and what's interesting is the average user of home scouting logs in 53 times per month, which means to me that they love it, they're happy with it, and they're using it a lot. Another interesting stat is that 50,000 realtors use it for their buyers.
That's right.
Which is a good testament. So we have a large realtor audience. And if you're a realtor that listens to the show and you want to know more about how you can be able to use it with your buyers, shoot me a text message at 314-472-DOUG. 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684 are the numbers for it. So shoot me a message if you're a realtor, and I could talk to you about how you can start to use it with your buyers. So as a buyer, okay, there's so many features you can use with this. You can set up, you not only can save properties to your favorites and take notes on those properties, you can share those properties with friends or family on Facebook if you want to. And all of it's a private, secure, ad-free experience. You can get automatic listing updates for your saved searches. So that's a big deal. If you save a property to your favorites, you can get updates every time any status changes on that property. You also, if you save a certain search, any new property that hits the search will now show up in your email.
So like if you're looking at a certain area, you can set up an alert and it will let you know as soon as that house hits the market. And it'll give you all the information. You can even set up a showing right there in the app, which is pretty awesome.
Right, and get payment information,
that's right,
demographic information. You can even see sold homes in the app, and that's more of an advanced user tip. And if you want an advanced user tip, reach out to me directly at 314-472-DOUG, so 472-3684, and I'll give you some of those advanced user tips. So I want to reiterate, the best way to get the app, okay, you can go to our website at smartwithyourmoney.com and look for the home search tab, and you can sign up on the website, or grab your smartphone, go to iTunes or Google Play, search the App Store using Home Scouting, okay, download the app, and on the sign-up info, just two things to remember. Number one is be sure to enter your phone number, and number two is use the VIP code Doug H, and you'll be able to start searching like a pro today. So coming up, does recycling really save you money? We'll be visiting with a recycling expert in studio when we return. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.